must belong to Carla. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and match each person with a thing and a reason.
Whose volleyball is this?
It must be Carla's. She loves volleyball.
How about this toy car?
Oh, that toy car must belong to Jane's little brother. He was the only little kid at the picnic. And the magazine must belong to Deng Wen. He loves cats.
Oh, and look, someone left a book.
Oh, yeah. This book must be Mary's. Hemingway is her favorite author.
Okay, and how about the CD?
The CD must belong to Grace. She always listens to classical music.
Activity 2A. Bob and Emma found a backpack in front of their school. Listen and write down the things in the backpack.
Oh, look! Whose backpack do you think this is?
I don't know. Look, here's a school t-shirt.
Well then, the person must go to our school. Oh, here's a hairband, so the person can't be a boy.
It could be May's hairband. She has long hair.
Or the hairband might belong to Linda. She was at the picnic, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. But then the backpack could belong to Rita. She's always forgetting things.
Oh, look, tennis balls.
Then it must be Linda's backpack. She has long hair, and she's on the tennis team.
You're right.
Activity 2B. Listen again and fill in the blanks.
Oh, look. Whose backpack do you think this is?
I don't know. Look, here's a school t-shirt.
Well then, the person must go to our school. Oh, here's a hairband, so the person can't be a boy.
It could be May's hairband. She has long hair.
Or the hairband might belong to Linda. She was at the picnic, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. But then the backpack could belong to Rita. She's always forgetting things.
Oh, look, tennis balls.
Then it must be Linda's backpack. She has long hair, and she's on the tennis team.
You're right.
Section B. Activity 2A. Listen and number the pictures 1 through 3 above. Then write 2 or 3 sentences to finish the story.
Hey, look at the man running down the street. I wonder what's happening.
He could be running for exercise.
But he's wearing a suit.
Well, he might be late for work.
He looks kind of scared.
Oh no. What's that?
Where?
There's something in the sky.
It could be a helicopter.
No, it can't be a helicopter. It's too big. It must be a UFO.
A UFO? What's going on?
Look, now the UFO is landing.
And there's a strange creature getting out. It must be an alien.
And the alien is chasing the man. I must be dreaming.
Maybe we should call the police. Hey, wait a minute. What's that?
Where?
Over there.
It's a woman with a camera.
She could be from the TV news.
No. Look at all those other people. They're actors. Oh, they must be making a movie.
Activity 2B. Listen again and complete the sentences.
Hey, look at the man running down the street. I wonder what's happening.
He could be running for exercise.
But he's wearing a suit.
Well, he might be late for work.
He looks kind of scared.
Oh no. What's that?
Where?
There's something in the sky.
It could be a helicopter.
No, it can't be a helicopter. It's too big. It must be a UFO.
A UFO? What's going on?
Look, now the UFO is landing.
And there's a strange creature getting out. It must be an alien.
And the alien is chasing the man. I must be dreaming.
Maybe we should call the police. Hey, wait a minute. What's that?
Where?
Over there.
It's a woman with a camera.
She could be from the TV news.
No. Look at all those other people. They're actors. Oh, they must be making a movie.
Read the newspaper article and underline what people think could be causing the strange things that are happening in Bell Tower.
Strange events in Bell Tower neighborhood. Our neighborhood used to be very quiet. However, these days, strange things are happening in our neighborhood, and everyone is unhappy. Zhou Gu, the local school teacher, is extremely worried. When he was interviewed by the local newspaper, he said, "Every night we hear strange noises outside our window. My wife thinks it could be an animal. But my friends and I think it must be teenagers having fun. My parents called the police. But they can't find anything strange. They think it might be the wind. I don't think so." Joe's next-door neighbor, Qi Hui, is unhappy too. "At first, I thought it might be a dog. But I can't see a dog, and I still hear the noises outside. Everyone in our neighborhood is worried. And everyone has his or her own ideas. There must be something visiting the homes in our neighborhood. But what is it?"